Vachin nivartite bhadra. Vachischarati tat punaha. Prayaschitamato partam. Manye kunjara sochavat. Vachin nivartite bhadra. Vachischarati tat punaha. Prayaschitamato partam. Manye kunjara sochavat. Vachin nivartate bhadra. Vachis charati tat punaha. Prayaschitamato partam. Manye kunjara sochavat.
Translation. Sometimes one who is very alert not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again, if one atones for the sins after committing them, but then repeatedly commits the same sins, his atonement is a useless process. Indeed, it is like the bathing of an elephant, for the elephant fully cleanses itself, but then throws dust all over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land.
Kati nivartati avadras, kati charutitat puna, prahe sittam atho apartham manne kunyada saujo. Parikrit Maharaj is devotee. He knows what are these material activities. Punachad vitachad maga, na. This word is used here, puna. Puna means again. Chadvita charvana, na? Matinna krishne parato sato va. Mitho vipadvita vihatrita, na? Avadanta bhoghi visatantam isam. Puna chadvita charvana, na? This was the statement of Prahlad Maharaj, that Grihadrutana, those who have concluded that we shall live in this material world and become happy by adjustment, they are called Grihadrutana. Or those who have concluded that we can live very happily in family life and trying to be happy and carry on and again try and again try. This is called puna puna chedvita. Just like the father engages his son in the same way, the same family life, same business life, same working day and night. But he does not think that I was a married man, I got children, I've got business, I've got car, whether I've become happy. That he does not conclude. That again I'm engaging my son in the same business. So why shall I be unhappy if my son has joined the Krishna consciousness movement? No, he wants, please come home and again be doing the same thing which I have done. I am frustrated. You do the same thing and be frustrated. This is called punak punak charvitasa. Now what is the advice? His son will become hippie, he'll tolerate. This is modern pattern. And if he joins Krishna consciousness movement, he's honored. Because he wants that my son also be doing the same thing. That is called punap punachar vita charvana. The world is going like that. way of seeing the truth. We are teaching Krishna consciousness movement that what we gain by this material way of life, just try to understand Krishna, and then you get the greatest benefit. Tattādiyaham punarjanma naiti. All troubles which are suffering, that is due to our accepting this material body, that they do not know. They do not know, accept this material body anything. Jasātma buddhi kunapeti dhātu ke saiva gokha. So, it is Parikshit Maharaj, he is very intelligent devotee, he is criticizing this atonement process. Whole week I've done all sinful activities, and on Sunday I go to church and pay some fine, and again from Monday I begin my business. Puna puna, again and again. So, this business will not help us, because if I may commit some sinful activities and repenting, I pay some fine or some prayaschitta, but my heart is not cleansed. That is it. The heart is filled up with all dirty things. What it will give me benefit if formally I give some fine as atonement? So, Parikshit Maharaj is rejecting this process. This is not fair. And he has given very good example, Kunjara Sauchava. From nature, we can study so many things, very instructive. Krishna has made the nature in such a way that any intelligent man, if he studies simply the nature without going into school or college, he becomes very learned. If he has got the capacities to study nature, for such a nature, a natural instance, example is cited, Kunjara Sauchava. Kunjara means elephant. Elephant is a very big animal, and it takes bath in the lake very nicely, washes the body. Then as soon as it comes on the bank, immediately takes some dust and throws it. Those are seen elephants. This is their nature. So these people may be very big man, very big animal, but the intelligence is lacking. The intelligence is that why I am put into miserable condition of life. That is intelligence. That intelligence was found in the life of Sanatana Goswami when he first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master. The first question was that I am considered as very learned scholar and very good administrator. Brahma Bavahare Kahai Pandi, Satya Parimani. Some my ignorant friends, they call me, I'm a very big man, very learned man. But, Aponar Hita Hi Kishuna Hi Jani. Unfortunately, I do not know how to get out of this material condition of life. I do not know. So that is the position, everyone. We are big, big scientists, big, big philosophers, big, big statesmen, politicians, but I do not know why I am forced to die. Big, big scientists, they are discovering so many things, that he cannot discover something which will stop his death. That is not possible. We may attain so many things, but if we do not know how to stop the mental activities which is prone to commit sinful activities, that is our first business. That cannot be done by any other means except Krishna consciousness. Except Krishna consciousness, it is not possible to control the mind. If you can, it is the business of everyone. If you want to be the first class man in the society, Brahman, the qualification is Samo, Namo, Sattam, Sautam, Tithikha, Vira, Divrami, Samo means controlling the mind. Even Arjuna, he said to Krishna, when Krishna is teaching him the process of mystic yoga and control the mind, 5,000 years ago, Arjuna, a person like Arjuna, is not ordinary person, he's talking with Krishna. So still he says, my dear Krishna, this is not possible. I am a family man and a politician. I cannot control my mind. It is not possible. So nowadays, after 5,000 years, when Arjuna thought himself incapable of controlling the mind by the so-called yogic process, how it is possible now this world has so much deteriorated to practice this meditation and yoga process and control the mind. It is impossible. That is not possible. It is simply humbug. You have to, therefore, Shastra gives us the instruction, Krite Radhyayato Vishnu. Krite, meaning the Sattva Yoga, when man used to live for 100,000 years. Just like Valmiki Muni, he underwent meditation for 60,000 years. And he attained success. So it was possible. Krite, in the Satyayuga. Satyayuga was the first beginning of millennium. Satyayuga exists for 1800,000 years. And then Tritayuga for 1200,000 years. Then Dwapara-yuga 800,000 years. Now it is Kali-yuga. It is 400,000 years. And the duration of life in Satyayuga was 100,000 years. And the Trita Yoga, it was 1,000 years. No? 10,000 years. And the Dwapara Yoga, 1,000 years. And now it is 100. That is also not all. But this age is not suitable for yogic meditation. That is not possible. That was Shastra gives us instruction that self-realization, which was possible in the Satyayuga by meditation, the same thing was made possible in the Tritayuga, Kriti-yajna-dhyayato-vishnu, Kriti-yajna-dhyayato-makhai, by performing big sacrifices. That is Tritayuga. And Kriti-yajna-dhyayato-vishnu, Kriti-yajna-dhyayato-makhai, Dapari-parichajnaya, Dapar-yoga, by worshipping the deity. Therefore, in India you find so many temples, because this is coming from Dapar-yoga. So, Kalota Dhariki Kana, these days, Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and fight and misunderstand. This is called Kali Yuga. In these days, this is the only means. Hariki Kana. The Sankirtan movement is Hariki Kana. Harikirtan. Kirtan means chanting about the glorification of the Lord. Harikirtan. This is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalau dosa nidhiradan asti jiko maharajana kirtanariva krishnasya mutta sangha parampraje. So this is recommended. And similarly about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is a statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tishakrishnam, Krishna Vannam, Tishakrishnam, Sangha Pangasva Parthadam, Jaggai Sankirtane Prahi Jajanti Hishami. Therefore, our first duty is to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We keep the deity in the first, we offer our obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his associates. And then Guru Gauranga, then we offer Radha Krishna Arjuna. So because this is the process of Kali Yuga, Jaggai Sankirtane Prahi Jajanti Hi Sumeh. If you perform this sankhita, simply this process, as many times as possible, before Lord Chaitanya, then your success is guaranteed. You don't require anything else. This is recommended. Jaggai sankhitanai pavi, jajanti yusunayas. Those are intelligent, they catch up this easy method of self-realization. The more you chant, then the cleansing process of the heart goes on very nice. Cheto dharpano mahajanam. This is the knowledge. Cheto dharpano, this is the first, because our spiritualized judgment begins unless cheto dharpano mahajanam, unless the mirror of the heart is clean. But this is the easiest process. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in ecstasy, the first benefit will be that your heart will be cleansed. Then you can see what is your position, what you are, what is your business. If your heart is unclean, then, so that uncleanliness of heart cannot be cleansed by this process at all. That is not. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is very intelligent. He says, prayasthitam atho apartham. Apa means negative. And artham means meaning. It has no meaning. He immediately rejects the prayasthitam apartham. What benefit is it? He remains unclean. He does not cleanse his heart, core of heart. In the core of heart, he has got all the dirty things. How I shall cheat, how I shall make black market, how I shall enjoy senses, how I go to prostitute and drink. These things are backed up. So, simply by going to the temple or to the church and make some atonement, it will not be benefit. One has to take seriously to this method, Sankirtanam, Kirtadaprahmajanam, Bhava Mahadabhagavita. The first installment is that is cleanse your heart. The next installment is Bhava Mahadabhagavitabhapanam. If your heart is clean, then you can understand what is your position in this material world. And with a dirty heart, you cannot understand. If your heart is clean, then you can understand that I am not this body. I am a spirit soul. So what I am doing for me, I am a spirit soul. I am not this body. I am soaking over this body, but as I am starving. This is my. The material civilization means that taking care of the body and no information of the soul which is within the body. This is material. And our Krishna consciousness movement is not so much attention for the body, but full attention for the soul. This is Krishna consciousness. Just opposite. Therefore, they cannot understand this movement. It is completely spiritual movement. It is not material movement. Therefore, there is sometimes mistake that your people are weak in health, they are becoming this and that. They do not eat meat, so vitality is less. Then we are not concerned with the vitality. We are concerned with the spiritual life. Therefore, they sometimes misunderstand. So anyway, people may understand or misunderstand, it doesn't matter. You go on with your kirtan and make guarantee that there is no more material life. Thank you.